bringing it back to your two favorite subjects, you and your house, here at Rosie on the House. In the whole month of March, we've been covering windows, and I'm going to get to summarizing everything you should have learned about windows here in this segment, but I promised I'd get to Stephen. But yesterday was March 25th. Happy birthday, KTAR, our flagship station that we've been on for 34 years, turned 100 years old.
The official date is June 21st. But they
I heard it was yesterday.
Yeah, no, but they're counting down 100 days. So,
all right.
And I might point out, they're not the only ones celebrating a century on broadcasting. WWL New Orleans and WLW Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, three stations have been on the air for a century. That's pretty amazing.
That's incredible. There's another special event that happened March 25th. I want to roll back to the year 1978 when sweet Jennifer said, "I do." Jennifer and I celebrated our 44th anniversary. We asked you all for restaurant suggestions that I could take my darling out to for dinner. We had a nice dinner, but I will tell you this, and then I'm going to go to Stephen. I called six restaurants a week ahead of time to get a reservation, and only one had an open table.
And just barely open. That place was rocking.
That place was rocking. And in fact, they didn't have a table open. I left my name and phone number, and someone there knew of us and made a table. And so I was especially grateful for that. All right. So, Jennifer, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
I'm the luckiest man on the planet. Let's see if we can bring Stephen into the conversation and get to his question about his home. Good morning, Stephen. Sorry to have to put you on hold there, buddy. Hey. How can I help you?
Listen, it's Steve. Rosie, I've been in a house for 25 years. It's a Pulte house. It's 2x6 construction. It's got a concrete tile roof. It's never leaked the whole time I've been there. The house is in pretty darn good shape. Getting ready to retire in a couple of years, and everybody says, "Oh, before you retire, replace your roof." Well, it's not leaking. So what's your suggestion on that?
Oh, Stephen, this is a very easy question. 25 years old. They don't make an underlayment under concrete tile that is commonly used, that's made to live much longer. That's going to be a fairly expensive repair. Given you live in Pima County, I would tell you call the Rosie Certified Roofers down there, West Coast Roofing and Lions Roofing, and have them do an assessment of how much life you've got left in the underlayment. I'm going to guess not much. The concrete tile is not your roof. That only sheds the water, but it does not create a watertight environment for your home. You must have the integrity of your underlayment absolute, and you're reaching the end of the economic life. Not you. I didn't mean you, but your roof is reaching the end of its economic life, and I would much rather foot that bill when I've still got a paycheck coming in than when I'm living on a fixed income. Get those two opinions, and then I'd be happy to visit with you again and talk you through any questions you might have. Is that fair?
That's fair, but one more quickie question. My neighbors have been doing their roofs, too, and I've seen them pull this peel and stick underlaying for the roof, and then I've seen people put on where they've tarred the overlays when they put it on. Which one would you suggest?
That's a great question, Stephen. Virtually every roofer has their favorite form of underlayment. I think we have seven Rosie certified roofers across the state. I know of four different underlayments the seven of them use. A lot of it has to do with how long a warranty do you want to buy and their particular conviction about which one is best. They make some good peel and stick. They also make some very good torch down, and they also make some very good dry application. It just... You find the roofer you trust and listen to why they like what they like and go from there.
Gotcha. I appreciate your expertise and advice. I listen all the time, and you guys are rock stars. Thank you.
What do you mind sharing? What industry are you retiring from?
Yeah, I'm a flight attendant for an airline. Our company merged with another airline, and the union put us at the bottom, so I lost 30 years seniority, so I'm basically going to hang it up in a couple.
That hurt. All right. Well, Stephen, congratulations on reaching the point in your career and your life that you've got the option to do so. I'm really looking forward to the day I've got that option. No, I'm not. I love doing what I'm doing. I don't see retirement ever entering my pasture. I really don't.
I have a friend that retired way too early, and what was the first thing he said 2 weeks later? This is terrible. I don't have nothing to do.
Oh, man, I got nothing to do.
So planning for retirement, it does require some thought there.
Now, when I get back, I'm going to want to talk a little about all that we learned about Windows this month, which has been our topic all month long. And then I've got Mario with an air conditioning question, as well as Kathy, who wants to talk about dishwasher order. And we'll get to your calls. I do have to go on another little station break here. I promise I'll be back. It's just going to be a couple minutes, and we'll get to those calls. We'll go to Windows, and if you'd like to join the conversation, you can join it. 1-888-767-4348.